Our Daily Bread Publishing presents Hope Lies Ahead, Encouragement for Parents of Prodigals from a Family That's Been There. Written and narrated by James Banks and Jeffrey Banks.
Introduction. The end of a matter is better than its beginning, and patience is better than pride. Ecclesiastes 7:8. The fact that my son Jeff and I can write this book together is nothing less than a miracle. We've been on a long and difficult journey together, and it's only because of God's mercy and kindness that we are able to tell about it. Imagine for a moment that you could sit down with the father in the parable of the prodigal son years after he came home, and talk with him about all that had happened during that challenging time. What was he going through at home when his son was in the far country? How did he get through the day when someone he loved deeply was in such a bad way? What was it that made him run to his son when the young man was still a long way off, instead of turning his back and disowning him? Then imagine that while you're having that conversation, his son is also in the room, filling in the details from his own perspective. His son isn't the prodigal he once was, but he knows how prodigals think. He's been there. He's learned from his mistakes the hard way. Both his glance and his words are direct. That conversation is what you have in this book. In each chapter, I will begin with my perspective and Jeff will follow up with his. Ours is a story about much more than addiction. It's about sins and mistakes we both made and the love that met us nonetheless. It is about the power of prayer, a lot of prayer, and forgiveness, and learning how to cling to God in the dark. It's also about the new beginnings He alone can give. Just like in the parable of the prodigal, there's celebration in this book. My son was lost and has been found. So you'll find some joy in these pages, and also some shouts and sighs of relief. There might even be dancing. But just remember this. When dads dance, even though it may be old school and out of fashion, it's still from the heart. We would like to ask you just one favor as you read this book. Please, don't be an older brother. You know the guy. The older brother became angry and refused to go in to the party. He had his reasons. He knew what his younger brother had done, and he held it against him. Because we have tried to be as open and honest as possible, there will be places where it would be easy to judge us. But please read our story gently. Part of our motivation in sharing our past, faults and all, is that we want to encourage others to take the same risk. Our churches need to be places where people can be honest about their struggles so we can pray for each other and love each other into the help God alone can give. It's all about getting to Jesus. Just think about some of the people Jesus hung out with. Do you remember what the uptight religious folks said about him in the very same chapter of Luke, right before he gave us the parable of the prodigal? This man welcomes sinners and eats with them. Yes, he does, and that's something to celebrate. In the end, the parable of the prodigal son isn't about an earthly father at all. It's about love incarnate who came to save us all. As I wrote in my book Prayers for Prodigals, Jesus is God seeing us in the distance and looking on us with compassion. He is God running to us and throwing His arms around us. He is heaven's kiss, welcoming the repenting sinner home. He is all of those things and more. Infinitely more. It is our prayer, mine and Jeff's, that you will meet Him here. His fingerprints are traceable on every page of our story. To Him be the glory forever. Chapter 1, Breath of Life. The extreme greatness of Christianity lies in the fact that it does not seek a supernatural remedy for suffering, but a supernatural use for it. Simone Weil, Gravity and Grace. Jeff was almost born.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?